It's that time again. That's right. Nyaliskenekagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. Gino is a Seneca word for music or song. It's a weekly Indigenous Spotlight show. And today I'll be welcoming Diné artist Hatakli Nez Wheeler, originally from Window Rock, Arizona, now residing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He already has an acting credit to his name. He started an episode of AMC's Dark Winds. He was also recently just signed with Danger Bird Records out of L.A. His latest two singles were recorded with L.A. folk singer Joel Jerome. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm confident you're going to be hearing a lot more about Hatakli in the coming years. So without further ado, it's I'm Right, and you're listening to Gino. A self-titled release back in 22, kicking off our listening on today's episode of Gino. Welcome to today's conversation. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome this Diné artist to the show today. Welcome, Hatakli. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Kind of chilling out today.
I'm grateful that you took a couple minutes to talk to me about your evolving craft. You have some really exciting things going on, and I fell in love with your tunes pretty instantaneously. I like the way that the atmosphere kind of pulls you in, and of course that space country kind of vibe is going to be a lot of fun to explore today. So before we start diving more into the self-titled and your most recent releases, I thought we could start with a little bit of introductions, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Hatakli Nez Wheeler, but everybody just kind of calls me Hatakli. I grew up in Window Rock, Arizona, and I'm just kind of hanging out.
Let's talk about some of your musical upbringing now. You got started through a sibling, yeah?
Yeah, my older brother played pretty good guitar, I mean, he still does. But back then, I would kind of watch him play guitar and be like, dang, that's cool. And yeah, I wasn't, there's not really like any like live shows or anything happening out there. So he was kind of like my first time seeing, witnessing people play instruments to like wow other people. And yeah, I just always thought that was cool.
Are you guys planning to do anything together?
I don't think so. I mean, he hasn't played guitar in a while, but I think he recently just picked it up back up again. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of music did you grow up with? What was it that really made you decide you want to do this?
Let's see, what did I listen to? I listened to a lot of, like, Jack Johnson.
Nice.
And that's when I started to, like, want to play acoustic guitar and learn all the chords and stuff. I think when I got into like high school is when I, that's when like the whole Mac DeMarco thing was happening. And so like to see somebody doing that, I guess to see somebody having an impact like that, to witness that, it was very like, it made me want to do it, you know?
Mm.
And so I would say that the attention that he got was more of a drive than the want to make music.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You like the lifestyle then, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it looked cool. I mean, I guess that was about like 2 or 3 years ago. And so it has, my view has changed, but that's what got me started. I think that's what kind of drove me into this.
You certainly got that style to go along with the tune. So, yeah, man, I mean, you got that certain kind of swagger, you know what I mean? So you're not that far out of high school anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm 20 years old right now, and I don't know how long ago I graduated high school. It's probably like, I think, like 2 years ago or something, 3 years ago.
At which point did you put out your first album?
I was in high school. Living in the dormitories, I went to a boarding school in Farmington, and I put out some songs that I had kind of accumulated. I picked out the best ones, and I just kind of called it Banana Boy. I was like a kid, and I didn't really know what was going on, and so that album, first album, Banana Boy, was like a kind of like my naiveness. And that's what I saw in myself. And so I figured I would use that. And so that's why I titled that.
You seem very fluid in your sonic explorations.
Oh, sure. I mean, I guess back then I was trying to go for something in particular. But I guess that's always changing. And so, you know, I'm always trying to go for something. Mm. But then that's always changing too. And so, yeah, it is... As I look back on all the music I've made, it's interesting to see the winding of the roads.
The ebb and flow and such. It's exciting. And, you know, as you're just getting going, I'm even more excited to see where you can take this. And I think you're really getting into not only music, but the entertainment scene at the right time. We can come back and talk about your acting as well. We'll talk about your most recent singles. It's the first time you brought a producer on board. And again, you have some really exciting things going on. So I'm excited to get back into it. After this first block of songs, you were kind enough to give me a couple recommendations today. And of course, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And so it's with great pleasure that I'm going to get Jacob on, your collaborator as well, on an EP released a couple years back. Anyhow, we're going to be hearing his I Want to Feel All Right. In addition, we got one coming from Mimi Obamswin's brand new album, Willow, and kicking things off right now is a track, a single, that was released in September of last year, is President's Got Me All Night Long from Hatahli, today on Gaino, Asadanonda Jades. You ought to sing along.
Think of you. This is Mimi Obonsuin, and you're listening to Guy Note with Brett Mabee.
From Cliff Cardinal and the Skylarks, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Definitely.
Thank you.
Coming by way of recommendation from today's featured artist, Hatatli. That's Jacobs, I Want to Feel All Right. We're discussing Hatatli's musical background, and when we left off on the conversation, we were talking about some of the musical explorations, lessons learned from the first album. Where does your journey continue to take you from there? I mean, because again, this is all happening in a relatively short amount of time. Take us into your process a little bit more.
Sure. Well, the songwriting process is pretty simple. I've kind of developed somewhat of a process. I just kind of sit down and I'll start out with the drum track. I'll make something and play the bass over it. Lately, it's kind of different. You know, it's all over the place. But for all the older songs, I would come up with rhythm guitar tracks and then just kind of build off of that, put the bass on it, put a lead or, you know, and then write lyrics, sing over it, mix it.
You're playing all of the various parts yourself?
That is correct.
It's really fun to see your songwriting evolve. And well, that song that kicked off that last block of listening was President's Got Me All Night Long. It was released in September, and it's one of two recent singles. You're expanding on your production team, right? You brought in a producer for this one?
Yes. Well, I signed with Dangerbird Records, and they, I just kind of let them figure out what I would do. And so they decided that throwing in a producer, you know, might be something, might have an interesting outcome. And so I had already had those singles recorded at demos. And so I just kind of came in and we re-recorded everything with a producer. His name is Joel Jerome.
He's an indie folk singer out of L.A. In fact, Dangerbird Records is out of L.A. too, yeah?
Yes.
Now, for the two singles that we're talking about today, did you record them out in Sunset Boulevard as well?
Yes. Those were recorded at the Dangerbird Records Studios in Silver Lake, Los Angeles.
You must have really enjoyed that scene out there. But it's not your first time in the Hollywood scene either, too, right? I mean, you've dabbled with acting, too. Yeah? Tell us a little bit about that.
I was asked to be on the AMC series Dark Winds. And, we filmed that in Santa Fe in, I think it was called Camel Rock Studios. And that was fun. I was just kind of like in a cool, like little cameo thing or something. And I was in there. I was in an episode. I play the main character, Leap Horn's son.
That was your first time acting too?
Yes.
How'd you like it? I mean, all right, so let's be honest. What do you enjoy more, music or acting?
I think they're kind of very different worlds, and I would choose one or the other for very different reasons. But I think I'll be sticking with music if I had to pick one.
But you're not necessarily putting future roles off the table, though, either.
No, there's some potential other things swirling about.
A little too soon to get into details, though.
Yeah.
You can tell me. No, I won't tell anyone. Well, Hatatli, again, you know, it's great to see somebody really take hold of the music, of the art, and you're continuing to build something, I think, really exciting right now. I was wondering, as we get into this next block of listening, if you'd be so kind to help introduce the other recent single that you put out.
Yeah, the other single is called Land of Poor Chance. And same thing, that was recorded in the basement of Joel Jerome's house, which is a home studio in Los Angeles. And, I got to crash at his house for about a week or two to record those singles. And we had a good time. He showed me this song called Build a Wine by the Animals.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
On his TV. I never heard that before, and he showed that song to me. And I'll always remember that.
You know, that seems like a pretty groovy tune to associate with your time out in L.A., yeah?
Yeah, no, when I hear that now, I think of those warm evenings.
Hey, you know what? I really feel like, you know, I'm capturing an early stage Hatahli conversation, you know, and in 20 years from now, when they're making the biopic and talking about your first time out in L.A., I mean, it's got to be Eric Burdon and the Animals with Spill the Wine, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Without further ado, we're going to get back into our listening today. Before our time is up, we got one coming from Graham Jones, also one from Jacob and Hatahli. Again, well, I want to talk about your collaboration in just a few as well. We also got one from the Tewa and Jacob Shihei in this block. But it's the song we're just talking about, Land of Poor Choice, as we get back into our listening. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, my money we're wasting here. Well, it's quite clear the ship that was sailing has steered clear of any safety. You jumped with joy, but didn't like your fall. So when you got your points, you lost it all. Facts are in, so did you win? And when the chandelier dream cost numbers, you hung out with Christ for a while. Spoken clearly to nearly every sir. Only walked forward. Is it only time?